Let's pray. Yes, Lord, this is our plea this morning, that we want to love you more. Father, help us in this way. Help us with a deeper walk with you, Lord. Help us to see you more clearly for what you are, Lord. Father, just think of this room and the needs that I have in my own life and the room here full of people, Lord. We look to you this morning for wisdom. Father, help me with a few thoughts that you have given me this morning, Lord. Just pray that have me speak, Lord, what you want me to speak. Help me with my nervousness, Lord. Help me, Lord, to look to you. Father, we think of the needs I have in my own life, Lord. You know them better than I do. You know us better than we do, Lord. You know the number of hairs that we have on our head, Lord. And under a big God like this morning, we are gathered. We thank you, Lord, for all these people. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. I have to think of, in 2 Peter, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. And this is what I wish you this morning, that the grace and peace is multiplying in your lives. And you think of that, that the grace and peace be multiplying. And how is it going to multiply? Unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Now, if this would be happening in my life and this would be happening in our lives, it would be a pretty nice person to work with, to rub shoulders with every day, where the grace and peace would be multiplying in our lives. I had to think of, at one time, I took a calculator ready to start punching in numbers and kept multiplying, and all of a sudden it just bottomed out. It wouldn't go anymore. But this isn't how the grace and peace works in our lives. They don't bottom out. There's not a certain level that it reaches and it stops. According to this, it would be multiplying in our lives. And I just want to wish you that this morning, that that is happening in every one of our lives, that the grace and peace is multiplying. But what we want to talk about this morning, I don't have a whole lot to share this morning, is hypocrisy in singing. Before I get started in this, I'm really encouraged with the singing here. We've been blessed. But the burden on my heart is what we are singing. Am I thinking what I'm singing? Am I meditating on the words? I don't think it's we have zeal here, and I'm really encouraged with that. And I don't think necessarily it's as loud as we can sing, but it's if we are truly meditating on these words and the burden the songwriter had for these songs. In Mark, it gives something like this. He said, "The people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." When I had to think of this verse, I had to think of, well, you know, that's somebody that, that really can expound on the scriptures and on, but yet the fruits of their lives show something else. But this can apply to our singing. I never really thought of it this way as much, but this can really apply to our singing, that we are singing and our minds are way off, or our hearts are far from me, the Lord says. In Psalms, it says, "Serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing." And Aiden talked about His presence this morning, and we pray for His presence to be here, and we sing these songs to Him. And so where am I in this? I might be all by myself this morning here. Maybe I'm sure you got your things together, but if we meditate, we pray for Him to be here, for His presence and singing. So what am I doing in return with these songs that I sing? Am I really thinking on the burden of the songwriter? You know, these songs, a lot of these songs, when you dig into them a little bit and you find out who the writer was and how some of these songs was born, it's really thought-provoking. A while back, I come over a devotional that I guess really spoke to me. I never really looked at it this way, but this person that wrote this, I'll just read some of it. Have you ever finished singing a song in a worship service, closed the hymnal, and not remembered a single word of the song? That sounds pretty bad that we haven't remembered a word of the song. I'm certain that our singing is more beneficial to us and more pleasing to God if we concentrate on the words and the burden of the song. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with understanding also. 1 Corinthians 14:15. More serious than absent-minded singing is when our singing doesn't correspond to our life. We do expect the entire audience to join the singing in certain phrases. Songs are figurative. However, we should examine whether our songs match our life. And he has a row of songs here, and I thought some of it was pretty thought-provoking, pretty interesting. So I just used his songs. Some of these songs we sing, and some we don't. So bear with me. The first one he's got down here, it says, "Do we sing, I love to tell the story, but rarely mention it?" Do we sing, "I love to tell the story, but rarely mention it"? When I read that, I had to think of something that I had to think of. Last fall, I was to one of the neighbors down there by the ponds, and I walked in his garage there, and he was in there with his wife, and it was smoky in there, and they were sitting there drinking, and to my shame, I walked away from that situation, and I could have shared with them that this don't have to be. To my shame, at one time, I could have made myself pretty comfortable in that situation. But yet, I walked away, and I never reminded them what situation they was in. I never shared what the Lord did to me. I love to tell the story, but rarely mention it. I had to think of a song here this morning that we sang. Though your talents may be meager, offer up the things you can. Though your talents may be meager, offer up the things you can. Number two, do we sing, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and then fret ourselves to frustration? How easy is it for us to get frustrated and worry? Number three, do we sing, have thy own way, Lord, but prefer to take our own? I had to think of, there's a verse in Isaiah that says, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art potter, and we are the work of thy hand." Are we the work of thy hand if we just walk away? If we take our own way. Some of this is it's basically negative, a lot of negatives here. Not, But there's things though here that are, very, very true. Number four, do we sing the whole wide world for Jesus and never invite our next door neighbors? Do we sing, blessed be the tie that binds, then let offenses sever it? Be of all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren. That's the tie that binds, according to the Word. Do we sing, I'm standing on the promises of God, but fail to claim them in the daily life? Do we sing, thy word have I hidden thy heart in my heart, but scarcely ever commit a verse to memory? I was thinking about that, and when you was young, it was a lot easier to memorize than when you're old. But I can't use that for an excuse. We need to dig in the Word and still memorize. Do we sing, serve the Lord with gladness, and gripe about when we are asked to do? Serve the Lord with gladness and gripe about what we are asked to do. The Word says that we do all things without murmuring and disputings. Number 9, do we sing, there shall be showers of blessings, but fail to come to church when it rains spiritually? Number 10, do we sing, just as seemeth good to thee, but question and complain about what God allows to come into our lives? Do we sing, I love to steal away, but actually are indifferent to our personal devotions? Number 12, do we sing, throw out the lifeline, but take more pleasure in throwing out the fishing line? How much time do I spend for the lost? I have to ask myself. Do we sing, take my life and let it be, but reserve most of our energy and time for our own pursuits? Do we sing, I love to think of my home above, but are so wrapped up in life's activities that we hardly think of the heavenly home? Why are we so busy? I heard a minister one time, it's been a while ago, said that somebody had a dream, and in the dream, the enemy told of how he's going to get the people, and that's one thing that he mentioned. He said, "I'm going to get them very busy, so they don't have time to read or pray." Lord, help us. In closing, I want to just read this verse here. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Just want to encourage us here. If our mind be fully engaged, and we should think about the meaning of the words and the burden of the song, or the writer that had the burden for the song, and how it was born. May the Lord bless you. I'm very encouraged with the singing here. It's very uplifting. But I need for myself to be reminded of the words. Like last Sunday evening, if I remember right, we sang like Psalms 23. It's very beautiful. We sang it. And to me, it's just like reading the Bible and meditating on His Word. So may the Lord bless you.